Here's a thought I'll title, The Love of Fast Shutter Speeds. It's a little bit of an odd observation, but a valid one, spanning the opposite poles of my 50 years in photography. My first serious camera was a monorail view camera, and with that I had a couple of lenses and a big sturdy tripod, and all of my work was defined by that setup. Most of my images involved long shutter speeds, which implied sturdy tripods and a constant battle against reciprocity failure. And that's just the way photography was for me during those first couple of decades. Now, at the opposite end of my artistic life, my favorite shutter speeds are all a 2/2500th of a second and faster. And I'm not here to say that one philosophy is a better philosophy than the other. They're just as different as can be. In my youth, I was shooting on film. My film of choice was Agfapan 25, which I always shot at exposure index of 8. That's really, really slow, which obviously led to long exposures. And when I used small apertures, really long exposures. Whereas now, I don't hesitate at all to shoot at ISO 3200, and higher, and particularly in just the last year or two since denoise came out in Lightroom and works so beautifully well, I just don't hesitate shooting fast shutter speeds at all. Probably the most important piece of equipment I used in the first couple of decades of my life was a really good tripod. Now I have the freedom and flexibility to use handheld photography. And I find that a tremendous tool in my creativity. And curiously enough, it hasn't substantially changed the subjects that I photograph or how I photograph them. It's just the tools are so amazingly different. And another one of those consequences of fast shutter speeds are the lenses that I shoot with these days. In my youth, I used relatively short lenses because they were sharper, because they tended to offset the necessity of a really solid tripod, particularly on a windy day. I did have a telephoto lens, but I didn't use it all that often. Where now, because of the compositional reach of long zoom lenses, that's my tool of choice for well over 60% of my photographs now, is a relatively long lens, way longer than I had available in my view camera days. Which all wrapped up says something about the incredible advances in technology that have happened in our lifetime. Way back when, I used big cameras, short lenses, slow film, long shutter speeds, and the compensations required from reciprocity failure because that was my only choice. I could still do all of that today, but most of what I do these days is at fast ISOs, without a tripod, with long focal length zoom lenses, and curiously enough, even though it's the opposite of where I started my photographic career, my pictures these days are, at least in my opinion, way better than the images of my youth. Which I think goes to show that the creative life, if nothing else, is one of adaptation and change and being open to possibilities that previously didn't exist. I remember thinking at one point that when I had mastered the zone system, I would have everything I needed to be successful in my photographic career for the rest of my life. Now looking back on that thought, how foolish, how ridiculous, how naive, how badly I missed the fact that photography is a medium of constant technological change. And that is nowhere illustrated more effectively than my current love of really fast shutter speeds. The other day I did an electronic shutter exposure of 1/30,000th of a second, and doing so made me think back to my old view camera lenses that had the fastest possible shutter speed of 1/500th of a second. If you had told me back then that I would be shooting at things like 1/15,000th or 1/30,000th of a second, I would have told you you were nuts.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.